This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app, which you can get for free. Dude. And the podcast will be there later on today, too.
I just learned something. I didn't know that Lutherans participate in Ash Wednesday and Episcopals.
Well, I brought this up because I really didn't know either. I know it's a Christian thing. I don't know if it's only Catholics.
I thought it was just Catholic exclusive.
And I'm married to a Catholic, so yeah. You would think I would know, but I've not paid attention over the years, so I don't really know. Now, Ash Wednesday is tomorrow. Today is Fat Tuesday, by the way. But Ash Wednesday being tomorrow. And then Lent. So you got to give something up, right?
Yeah. And by the way, I've done this for years. I've mentioned this to, I'll mention it again tomorrow. Tomorrow, when you see somebody with something black on their forehead, don't go and rub it off. They mean to have that. Mm-hmm. I've seen that happen. Somebody's like, and they lick their fingers and try to rub it off. They're like, no!
I remember when I was a kid seeing that.
Yeah.
And just baffled by it.
Right.
What the hell is that?
Yeah.
What's it there?
I thought Catholics were the coolest people on the planet. I wanted to be Catholic so bad. I was so mad at my parents for making us Baptist. Well, my dad was Catholic, but my mom, you know, you always follow the mom. So we always went to Baptist church. But man, they had First Communion.
Yeah.
And then they had something else where you get gifts too. They got gifts at First Communion and there was a second thing. And I was like, God, I get ripped off. I got a Bible for being baptized. They got presents at a party.
I don't remember what I got for it. I don't think I got anything.
For being baptized?
I don't think so.
I got a Bible with my name on it.
Maybe, and I just don't remember. I was 13 years old at the time. So, but I get a text from my wife. She obviously is Catholic. She says Frog has given up candy.
Oh, okay.
Man, he made that decision all on his own, I'm sure. Did you think for a minute a 7-year-old screamed that out this morning when she asked him? Of course not.
How long do you have to give it up for?
I don't think it's fair that you determine what he gives up. Maybe he wants to give up broccoli.
Now, how long do you have to give it up for?
I think it's 40 days and 40 nights.
Oh, okay. That
yeah.
whole thing.
All it's right. The whole, you know, Jesus went out and prayed for 40 days and 40 nights, right?
Yeah. So.
And so that makes sense. That's why I thought that possibly other facets of the Christian beliefs might do this too. Although I grew up Baptist, my dad was a preacher. Okay, for the Baptist church, and we never did it. We never had Lent.
Well, you said Baptist, right?
Yeah, we were Baptist, yeah. Southern Baptist.
I think Methodists do it, but I've never met anybody but Catholics that do.
All
to be honest with you.
So let's give something up.
All right, I'm going to give up water.
Water?
You cannot give up water,
need water,
Jamie.
Okay, the passion fruit Trulies, because I don't like those.
I don't think you can
do
passion.
Just one flavor of Trulies?
I don't think you can do that, Jamie. I don't think,
I'll still take
I don't
the strawberry. Strawberry,
yeah.
The lime are fine, but the passion fruit, ew.
You're not playing fair.
It's supposed to be hard.
That's like me. I'm going to give up electric cars.
Well, listen, but it comes in a 12-pack, right? And the passion fruit is one of the flavors, or dragon fruit, whatever. It's horrible. But I still drink them, so I'm going to give them up.
You're not playing fair. That's not how it works.
But I save them to the end until I'm already like crocked, so I don't really taste the
and
flavor.
You're desperate. Yeah.
Every time this comes around and I start listing like the things I like, because you're supposed to give up something you like in all reality, right? Yeah. And every time I list the things that I like and I go back through my list, I don't want to give it up.
Yeah.
I can't choose one
of
those.
That's why you got to
choose a flavor
you don't like.
I'm not
going to
commit to that.
Yeah.
That's why you got to go with the fruit flavor.
Yeah, right? Like the strawberry Jolly Ranchers.
Right.
Stick with the green and the blues.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I don't think there's anything we could stick with. And I got to be honest with you. And I'm not saying my wife does this, but I kind of suspect it. okay?
Yeah.
But I feel like it's kind of like dry January, that you guys start off like a herd of turtles, man. You're strong. You're strong in your belief. But somewhere around 20 days, you maybe faltered just a bit.
What did she give up?
She didn't say. Oh, she just said, Frog, give up candy.
For 40 days.
I didn't know. She didn't give up anything.
All right. So, Smadil, what would you give up?
You guys aren't going to believe me, but for 40 days, I'll give up video games.
I don't believe it.
No. Yeah. No way. No.
Yeah.
No
way. I'm going to do it.
No. Absolutely not. Yeah, you got too much free time on your hands.
No, I got stuff to do now other than video games. I can just go hang out with my girlfriend. So, yeah.
Yeah. What if she dumps you?
That's right back to video games, man.
Then that's not the 40-day thing.
Yeah. Yeah. You're screwed, right?
That's your point.
Yeah. You might be playing them for the next 30. Yeah.
Just thought I'd bring it up, man. It does happen, you know.
Gotta think about these things.
Sure does.
Yeah.
I'm a living example.
You can, yeah.
Oh, man. What about you, Carson? What are you going to give up?
I would give up eating out, eating fast food.
No,
of any kind.
You're also like Schmidel. You are lying.
Well, no, listen. I think I could do it. The hard part for me is the weekends, because we're overcooking on the weekends, and we just like
you guys Grubhub more than anybody I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, there's going to be a day where you have Little Debbie, and then you need food, and you're going to be like, I'm just going to Grubhub.
Yeah.
Screw this.
Yeah, you can't.
Well, that's the point of it, though. It's hard to do.
I've
so
never
you
met somebody
like.
That has two cars and Grubhubs as much as you do.
Yeah. I agree.
You have two drivers in your house, and you Grubhub.
It's just so convenient.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
It's so lazy.
It's really expensive, too.
It is expensive.
Yeah.
And the tip and everything. I mean, I literally went psychotic on my son because I just bought him a new truck, and the next thing I know the doorbell's ringing and it's Grubhub. And you have never seen a mom lose her S like I did.
I'm with you. I find it lazy too.
Oh my god, you just had a brand new truck in the driveway.
Yeah, especially you're a young dude.
Yeah.
You know you can go get
when you're in the heart of arts and crafts with a 3-year old, okay, you're making squishies on the fly. That's a lot. It takes a lot of time.
All right. You know,
squishies on the fly. I think that's a porn I saw.
Squishy on the fly. You know as well as we know, there's no way you could do it. There's
nope.
no way.
Nope.
It wouldn't happen.
It'd be hard.
Giving up, eating out, and giving up fast food. There's no way. That means every meal you'd have to cook.
I can't do it.
I'd
have to delete all the apps off my phone. Like literally every app.
Okay,
off
all right,
my phone.
All right. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do Amazon.
Yeah.
No
that's
way.
Like me.
No
that's
way.
Like me. No way.
Guys.
Conversation's over. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah, I forgot about this little gem. We are ready with the beads, man. We're going to hand out the beads at the St. Patrick's Day Parade. That's going to be so much fun.
It's going to be March 15th. I just found that out. Woo. I was going to be down there by myself next Saturday, but I just found out it's March 15th. Okay, yeah.
So all right, we'll see you there. We've got a lot of time to promote it, but make your signs. Show up at the parade. Make sure you hold up your sign and you'll get beads. That's how it works. Today being Fat Tuesday, what was the Mardi Gras thing you were talking about?
Old Town Arbana. This sounds super fun. Let me just tell you about it. Hold on, stand by.
Okay.
Let's see here. First of all, you can go to visitarvada.org. Visitarvada.org for everything I'm about to tell you. The Fat Tuesday fun is in Arvada. It says head to Old Town Arvada. They're going to have a Mardi Gras brass band, an actual, like, you know, authentic brass band march. And this is guerrilla fanfare. And so they start in front of Carly's Boutique and then they march through the parade through Old Town. I know, right? And they stop
that
for jam sessions.
Yeah.
And it goes until 7. And then all these different restaurants. I love Arvada, how they get together like this. All these different restaurants are going to have like shindigs. One of the places, Artie Express, it's going to have a sausage gumbo, potato salad, and king cake.
Wow.
This is all tonight. It all starts at like 5 o'clock.
King cake.
I know. Remember
Ooh,
that?
Yeah.
So, right. And then all the different restaurants all have like Purple Night, Mardi Gras, drink specials, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So,
all right. Speaking of which, all right. Today is Fat Tuesday, right? So today is a day that we're supposed to fatten up, right?
Correct.
And get ready for the Lent, which I probably won't participate in, but I will be a part of the
Wait,
Fat Tuesday,
did you call
okay?
it the Lent?
The Lent. Yeah. The Lent period, yeah, I guess okay, you should say. Okay, yeah. listen. If you had to pick a place, and we're not talking fancy here. We're just talking about if you had to pick a place to go gorge yourself today for Fat Tuesday, what are you choosing? Or what type of food are you choosing?
Hillstone, okay? All the way.
I figured you'd choose that.
That is my favorite restaurant. I love Hillstone.
And their menu is so vast. Right, they got so much stuff there. Yeah, you could easily
that's
do it there.
That's my favorite restaurant.
Where would you go, Carson?
I'm going White Chocolate Grill. Park Meadows.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That white chocolate
I've
brownie.
Never been.
Yeah. That's a good call.
I'd have to go to, I want a couple different places. Like, I want a burger from Crown Burger. I want a cheesesteak from Famous Philly.
You don't get to go to three or
four
places.
No, I want a bunch of places. I want some chicken and rice from Kelly's Cajun Chicken at Park Meadows.
You know, that's what's so good about that Kentucky Fried Taco Bell Pizza Hut triple.
Yeah, it's got everything.
They had all three of them. I think they're all out of business here in Colorado. But man, that was so fun.
One-stop shop. Oh.
One place I'd hit would be Texas Roadhouse.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's a nice place to hit, or I think the Golden Corral is going to be packed. I do.
That is nasty.
You ever drive by that place? It is wall to wall.
There's always a lot of people there, but I would never go inside.
Listen, it's wall to wall pacemakers, but it is unbelievable.
So our junior teams, literally, that's where we would go when we were on road trips. Yeah. So they wanted a pregame meal. Listen, Golden Corral is not a good place for a pregame meal. I'll tell you that right now. Between the first and the second,
so here's the thing. So my friend Christy, her husband's like just a few years older than them, but we've always made fun of him being a little bit older than her, and like not a lot. So they always take him to Golden Corral for his birthday.
That's mean.
I'm telling you.
Wow.
I don't
know. He's like 40, and they're taking him to Golden Corral.
I don't know who the people are, but the one on Santa Fe is.
Yeah, all the time.
It is wall-to-wall cars in that parking lot.
As soon as it opens
unbelievable.
Up. Yeah.
That is just nasty.
I'm never going back.
I like a buffet.
Oh, no.
I don't.
At all?
I can't do it.
No, what if you're a Blackhawk?
No.
You can't do a buffet up there?
Dude, I wouldn't even do a super fancy one in like Las Vegas.
No.
Where it's like a gajillion dollars, not down.
All that food's just sitting out. You don't know how long it's
and
been out
like,
there.
And people like pick through stuff with their little fingers.
You know, no sneeze guards.
Oh, little kids are sneezing on their hands. Yeah. They're sticking their hands in there.
I don't know. I like a good buffet, man. I swear. The ones that have the crab legs and stuff, I love it. Yeah, bring it on.
That's why you have a better immune system than others.
Exactly. No, there is something to that. Yeah, and that's why I'll knock Fat Tuesday out of the park. I'll be over at the Golden Corral.
You should do an appearance from 2 to 4.
Yeah, 2 to 4. They join me at the Golden Corral.
Meet me by the soft serve.
We'll kick off. And here's the thing: when you
put
go
your fingers
to,
in the chocolate fountain with me.
Let me give you the number one pointer when you go to a buffet. People that get salads. What are you doing? You haven't even thought out the process if you're getting a salad. Give me a break. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Don't be deceived. If you're headed to the mountains today, it's a little nasty up there. Just because we didn't get the weather forecasted here, they did get it in the mountains. It's snowing hard up there.
Oh, yeah,
and we
bad.
Saw some pictures at the tunnel. Yeah. And, man, you can barely see up there.
But 285 is good. I just, I'm on that 285 Travelers page.
Yeah.
And they said it's good, 285.
Super windy today?
Yeah.
I think, right?
Yeah. And here's the thing. I'm seeing pictures from my neighborhood people are posting from 11 hours ago. It looked like we were going to die. But then I woke up this morning, it was dark out. And I look out and I was like, what in the hell? What happened? Did it do it for like 5 minutes and then that was it? And it's... scared us all, and it was so windy that it's 10's birthday today. That's right. Shoot.
What? What happened?
Nothing. It's fine. It's fine. Nothing. Right. Nothing happened. Anyway, they were scared. They thought their roof was gonna blow off last night.
Yeah, because the wind was crazy.
It got windy at our house too, but not to that extent. I mean, you guys got more than I got.
Yeah,
a lot more.
It was
so, crazy. And it varied throughout the area too. I mean, certain areas got some snow, like you did, with high winds. Other areas not as much. But it was just off and on. It was very unpredictable last night.
A lot of people are mad.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of anger because it was all hyped up.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know if I should be mad or not, though. I'm kind of in the middle.
You don't know how to
I'm
feel.
I'm kind of happy because I didn't have to drive to work this morning at 4:30 with snow coming down and 35 miles an hour, leaning up on the steering wheel, trying to see, you know, what lane you're in. And today it was just, you know, business as usual.
Yeah.
That makes me happy.
The only scary part on the freeway right now, at least when I was driving in, is the big sheets of ice coming off the semi-trucks. And you're like, oh, God, it's going to kill me.
Yeah.
And you need to have windshield wiper fluid today.
Yes.
It's definitely a windshield wiper fluid day.
Yep. And I will tell you this. I kind of felt bad for John, our mountain wave weather guy, driving in this morning.
I don't. He called it. He called it. He said nothing was going to really happen here. He said it was all going to be east, and he said and south.
Well, he said 2 to 3 inches for me, so I didn't get anything.
Oh,
nothing.
Oh.
I mean, nothing. Not even rain.
Oh.
So I was a little, you know, because when these weather guys miss it, you know, it's very personal.
Well, yeah.
You know, you take a Dave Frazier. Yeah. You take a Dave Frazier. You don't think he drinks a lot after missing a forecast? You bet your ass.
I've never seen him at a liquor store.
I do. I'm just saying, I'm not calling him names or anything. But when you go out there and you say 6 to 8 inches and we get nothing, I think you knock a few back, man.
I don't think that Dave drinks. He's looking good lately.
He is looking good.
Oh, my God.
He's lost a lot of weight.
He has. He looks great.
He looks good.
Yeah.
Usually, TV puts about 30 pounds on you, and there was a time when it did put it on him. But now he looks a lot thinner.
Why are we going after Dave today?
I like Dave.
Yeah, but
like
so far you've called him an alcoholic and fat. What part of him do you like?
He's my buddy.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah.
I don't know why you don't have any friends.
I'm sorry, Dave. I just get to going, Dave, and talking. And before you know it, I've let my butt overload my mouth.
Because,
you know?
Because he forgets that these are real people. And so to him, it's just, it's funny.
Yeah, but you sure missed it, Dave. I got to tell you. Maybe you won't have a couple of cocktails today. That's fine. But man, did you guys miss it?
But you look good.
Yeah, but you look good.
You look great.
30 pounds less.
Yeah.
You really do.
So there. Oh, my God.
BJ Jamie Morning Show. You're on a Tuesday.
BJ and Jamie.
I don't know about you, but now I'm starving.
I am too. That's so funny.
We start talking about Fat Tuesday, where we'd go eat, we'd gorge ourselves, Golden Corral, and now I'm starving.
Can I just give you a little cooking tip?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So listen.
Cooking tip from you?
Yes. From me. I'm telling you, last night I had the best night ever, right? Because I'm hunkered down. It's a blizzard. We're all going to die. It's going to be horrible, right? So you go into the cheese department at King Soopers, right? It's the cheese department.
Okay.
And you buy the Swiss fondue cheese. It comes in a package.
I've never seen it.
It's red with a fondue picture on it.
Never looked for it. Never seen it. Never bought it. Go ahead.
Okay. So you ask them for, where's the Swiss fondue? And they'll say, it's right over there. And you'll be like, what? Right there? Oh, my God. And so anyway, it comes in the silver package.
I got a question.
Yeah.
When you're inside the store, do you have to kind of pick who looks like a fondue person so they know where it's at? Because there are certain people I see in the store that they're not fondue people.
Well,
you can ask
the cheese lady.
The cheese expert.
Yeah. You know, behind the counter, there's that cheese lady.
Yeah, right in the center
of
all the cheese.
I don't think we have a cheese lady.
You don't?
No.
Do you have a cheese, like the cheese counter?
We have a deli section.
No, but you also have a cheese section.
Like the cheese section, it's like its own little center.
Yeah, but nobody manages it. There's not a cheese person there.
You don't have a cheese person?
You live in such a fancy gated community.
You guys got to upgrade.
You got cheese people. I don't have that.
Okay, tell me this. All right, speaking of
I can barely get a bagger.
Do you have that Olive Bar?
Yes.
I do too. You don't have an Olive Bar?
I do not.
Who buys the olives that are sitting out like that?
that are just marinating.
Yeah,
in
there's
air.
Like 10 different flavors of olives. I just don't get. I get it if you're gonna have a party and you want it for like a martini or something.
Yeah.
But who are these olive people? Who
I don't
are
know.
You people?
Like everyday use. No one's going there every
is
day.
Everything in the bar is an olive of some kind.
Some kind of olive. Yeah, but uh-huh. stuffed differently. No, all of them are stuffed differently.
That,
like
we're not that fancy.
You don't have an olive? Wow.
We don't have a cheese lady.
Where do you live?
We don't have an olive bar. We don't have any of that.
Do you live like in the ghetto?
Cutbacks.
well,
like
it's not.
What's that place that everybody lives in if they can't afford Vail? What's that? It's like Truckee for Tahoe. What's the place called here? You have to move because you can't afford Vail, so you live
you gotta
in.
You got to move down the street.
Yeah, what is that place called? I don't know. Anyway,
I don't know.
Is that where you live?
I don't know. We're just not as fancy over at my hood.
That's weird. You don't have an olive bar.
We don't have an olive bar.
You sure?
Uh-uh.
You're
we
not
don't.
Sure?
No, we don't have one. No.
Do you have a sushi?
The one
sushi?
I go to. Now, there might be one at a store in that area somewhere, but the one I go to specifically does not have the olive
bar. I am interested in doing a documentary of who these olive people are.
Right. Let's get back to the cheese.
Right.
Back
so
to
you
the
get
cheese.
The Swiss, it's called Swiss fondue cheese, right?
Gotcha.
Okay. All right. And then you go home and you cut up a green apple. All right, but I have that slicer, so I had like nice eight little, you know, triangles of green apple, and then you cut a French bread, and then you microwave that cheese. I usually do fondue, but my kid's not here, so we're not doing the whole presentation.
Yeah,
I just microwave the fondue in a nice little whatever.
Bring it to a boil.
No. You don't have to ever bring
it. It gets hot.
Yeah, but don't. No, it's like 40 seconds, and you just stir.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you take it up to your sleep number bed on a tray. Oh, my God.
What number is your sleep number, please?
I'm 45. Yours is going to be different, though. You never know.
I would say that mine's probably going to be a little harder than yours.
Yeah,
I would
probably
guess.
Probably 99.
Yeah, probably 90-something. Yeah. I'm up there. Yeah.
So you take your tray up with your cheese, your apples, your French bread, and your Truly.
Yeah.
And you get into bed, and it's so snowy out, and you're looking out the windows, and you have the uplight out, and then it's going to the trees, and the window's blowing. You're going to die, and you turn on Below Deck, and you're like, my life is awesome.
Wow.
Can I give you a sleep number trivia question? Did you know that according to studies that usually your sleep number matches your age?
I did not know that. So you're 99?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I just made that up.
Okay. But doesn't that sound like a perfect night?
Yeah,
I literally had the perfect night
you know,
last night.
I'm not a big fondue fan.
Oh, you would
I do love cheese. I just don't think apples go with cheese.
Green apples do.
I just don't. Yeah, for my taste, I don't.
But you're thinking of like real cheese. This isn't like cheese. This is cheese that has like some kind of wine in it or whatever. And so it tastes tart.
Do you get drunk?
No, you bake it out. I mean, microwave
out. Microwaves out.
No, but it's tart. It's really tart. It's not like a cheese. It's not like you're having cheddar and apples.
Again, I don't live in a great community, okay?
I'll bring some in. You got to try it.
Look, I just assumed it was melted Velveeta, okay? And a green apple.
And cheese whiz.
And a green apple and melted Velveeta just doesn't sound all that great for
It does not.
You know, in my sleep number.
No, it doesn't. You're right. You're not wrong there. Oh, that's nasty.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.